the harvest is ripe, but the laborers are few. Why did he use that word?
God goes to extreme measures to bring the lost to himself.
The greatest gift you will ever give this world is your intimacy with God.
The Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are all three inside of me. I've got the power right now.
I think what Jesus really wants is people to go. I want to be the answer to Jesus' prayer request.
Welcome to the Fuel for the Harvest podcast.
When this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world, then shall the end come.
Hey everyone, and welcome to this latest episode of Fuel for the Harvest. This is Nathan.
And this is Charlie. We're your hosts from today. For today. Wow, can't speak. We're really excited about this episode. And we have Forge ambassadors working in various nations around the world. They're essentially itinerant ministers traveling from place to place to lead laborership, kingdom laborer movements, and places that are largely unreached, where there are no kingdom laborers, there are no missionaries, there are no even believers in a lot of these places. And today we want to tell you some of what God's been doing through a Forge ambassador working with Somali people in Somalia. And man, Somalia is an extremely difficult place to see God's kingdom advance. It is a 99% Muslim country, plagued by war, famine, radicalism. Youth are being recruited for Al-Shabaab and terrorist Muslim organizations. They're getting stuck in drug use and abuse. There's corruption, tribalism and division, piracy, not to mention many other problems. It is an extremely difficult place, an extremely dangerous place, and just spiritually extremely dark.
And famously very, very, very Muslim.
Yes, like strict Muslim.
Right.
To illustrate that, our partner and Forge ambassador in Somalia was recently talking with us about there was a small house church gathering with several believers, up to five maybe, and this was in one of the quote-unquote safer areas of Somalia, and they got raided by the police, and two of them escaped to a neighboring country, two others got imprisoned in this area, and man, it's just extremely dangerous, extremely difficult. Our own partner there has had experiences where his life has been in danger. His family has tried to kill him for coming to know Jesus. So it's a dangerous place. To be a believer is to be hunted and to be killed, to have a Bible. They want to kill you. This is the kind of place we're talking about. And yet God is on the move. His kingdom is advancing even in the midst of that.
And today we want to share with you three stories of three different people that our Forge ambassador is meeting with and ministering to. And the first is a guy named Abdul. And Abdul is a 23-year-old who has kind of been disillusioned by Islam. He is tired of all of the condemning and judging that he experiences on a day-to-day basis. He lost his family at a really young age. He still prays five times a day, but he feels like he has no connection to God. And our Forge ambassador met him through a mutual friend and has met with him three times. And in each of those meetings, he's just listened and then shared about who Jesus is. He shared the differences between Jesus in Islam and Jesus in Christianity, whereas Jesus in Islam is just a prophet. In Christianity, as you guys all know, He is the Son of God. He's the Messiah, the promised one. And then he's also prayed with him and talked about all kinds of worry and that this guy's experiencing and shared the gospel with him. And recently, our ambassador reports that Abdul broke down and feels that for the first time in his life, he has hope because of Christ the Savior. And he feels that God has sent our Forge ambassador to him to save him from this situation. And wow, like, how cool
it's
is
incredible.
God? Like, the Lord is really, really moving. And it's exciting to see how God's opening hearts. I would encourage, if you have a heart for Abdul, be praying for him by name. We've changed his name for security reasons, but God knows who you're talking about. But be praying for him by name. Pray for Abdul that he'll come to know the Lord, and that this new experience that he has with, like, the Lord, like, bringing him hope and bringing him peace, pray that that would result in belief, and even that that belief would result in this guy proclaiming the gospel to other Somalians. Like, how crazy would that be if Somalia suddenly became a Christian country? I know that would be a lot of work, but Jesus could do it.
Yeah, it's absolutely possible. In fact, that's the vision that God has burdened our Forge Ambassador with, that one day there will be many believers across the nation of Somalia, that you could openly walk in the streets and praise Jesus without risk of your life, without risk of going to prison, without risk of being killed. That's a crazy awesome vision. So pray for our Forge Ambassador. Pray, because the next time he meets with this Abdul guy, he's going to ask him to commit his life to follow Jesus. He said he's on the brink. He's ready. So pray that that will happen, that he'll have the right words to speak. And not only that, there's another really cool story that he reported to us recently. There's a young woman named Aisha, or that's what we'll call her. And she has grown up in the Somali Muslim environment and also feeling disillusioned or disenfranchised with Islam because of the life she's lived and the way that it's been portrayed. So much so that she has secretly denounced Islam and embraced atheism. She no longer believes in God. She thinks it's just a system, that it's oppressive, that it's depressing, that there's no point in any of it. She doesn't believe in God. She doesn't believe in the devil. She doesn't believe in any of it. It's all a hoax. But she got in contact with our Forge Ambassador, and they had a conversation, and they started to say, man, this is what God has done in our life. And she was so encouraged. She's thinking, man, this is a very different God than I heard about growing up. There's something different about these people and how they talk about who God is and who Jesus is. And so much so that they invited her to join and listen in on a Bible study that they have every week. So she joined their Bible study just to listen, and she actually had questions, and they started sharing Bible verses with her. And so pray for this young lady, Aisha, that she will continue to move forward, and God will orchestrate a movement through her. And not only her, but there is another young person we'll call Zainab. And this is an incredible story. I mean, miraculous. You're starting to get glimpses of the dangers and the difficulties and just the horrific situations of Somalia. A lot of people have lost family members because of disease and because of war and because of terrorism. This young girl, Zainab, she's in her 20s. She's had a lot of difficulty in her life. She lost two brothers. She lost two sisters. And as a result, she decided it's time to give up on life. I'm done. And in the midst of that happening, she had a dream. I mean, what timing. She had a dream of God coming to her, of this figure clothed in white appearing to her and saying, put your trust in me and I will give you eternal life. Now, this is a Muslim having that dream. So she all of a sudden realizes, I don't have eternal life. Who is it I'm to put my trust in? Well, she ended up encountering at this community gathering, she started a conversation with our Forge Ambassador, and he said, hey, guess what? I know who's in your dream. That's Isa al-Masih, which means Jesus the Christ or the Messiah. And she agreed with him. And so, man, amazing things could come out of that. God is drawing her. He gave her this dream of Jesus, and we believe that it's going to open her heart as she starts hearing the good news from our Forge Ambassador. So be praying for that. Incredible things are happening in Somalia. And right recently, this discipleship training materials were translated into the Somali language so more people can have access to them, so more disciples can be multiplied and begin to labor for God's kingdom, so that this movement will continue. And the vision is that there will be secret house church gatherings that multiply in various regions. So pray that that comes to pass. Pray that more come to know who this Jesus is. One of the key things that they're doing is seeking to find persons of peace. That's a key thing, especially in this kind of context.
Right. When Jesus sends out his disciples in the Gospels, one of the things that Jesus encourages them to look for is persons of peace, people of peace. And when we say a person of peace, what we're saying is someone who is open to the messenger and someone who's open to the message. And one of the keys of reaching unreached people groups is finding these people of peace. And they might be the people who invite you into their home. They might be the people who their face lights up when you see them. I remember on a different trip, there was a guy who invited us, or in a different country, there was a guy who invited us to stay in his home. And that was kind of our key to know this guy is a potential person of peace. And yeah, so that's what that is.
So how do you find them? Part of this training that they're now using is, hey, use spiritual statements in your everyday life. You know what? My life, my marriage would just be a mess if it wasn't for Jesus. Things like that that kind of grab people's attention, and then you can gauge their interest. Share your testimony. What has Jesus done in your life? You've heard about it on past episodes on how to do that. What was different in your life before than now? What's the transformation Jesus brought? Tell that to other people. For the, specifically, especially the Muslim world, you heard the story today. Ask people if they've ever had a dream from God or a dream about Jesus, a dream about Isa. And in the Muslim world especially, that is happening. So ask people. Pray for people's needs is something that Forge ambassadors are doing around the world. Praying, man, if there's a burden on somebody's heart, is something you can do. Well, let me pray for that right now. Pray for them. And then tell them a story about how Jesus met people's needs. Or maybe it's a sickness or they have demonic oppression, especially in unreached areas. Pray in the name of Jesus and tell them a story about how Jesus released people from demonic oppression. And the fifth thing, which is only specific to the Muslim world, is there are ways to bridge from the Quran to Jesus in the Bible. To say, man, the Quran says that you need to obey Jesus. Well, how do we know what he did? Let's read the Gospels. Well, those have been corrupted. Well, the Quran says that the Word of God can never be corrupted. So how's that possible? Okay, we'll look at it. Then you start to open the Gospels together, and that can lead down a path to learn who Jesus really is. And then at the end of that, say, would you like to follow him? So these are some ways that specifically in these places are helpful to find a person of peace. And a person of peace will be somebody who responds positively, potentially, to some of these things and says, yeah, I'd be open to talking more with you. So you could use some of these in your everyday life. Not all of them will apply to you, but a large majority of them will, where you can talk with people, and then if they're open to walking the journey further, they may very well be a person of peace that Jesus has put in your path.
Pretty exciting stuff. Hey, thank you so much for joining us on this latest episode. If you have any questions or thoughts or comments, please feel free to reach out to us at our email, fuelfortheharvest@gmail.com. Also, I don't know if you guys knew about this, but we recently started social media specifically for Fuel for the Harvest. You can find us on Facebook or Instagram. Just search Fuel for the Harvest and we'll pop right up. And yeah, if this content is encouraging to you, or if you get something out of it, if you wouldn't mind sharing those things on social media, we would really, really appreciate it. We just want to get the word out there. So thank you so much for joining us, and we hope you have a really great day. God bless.